The first confirmed case of the Omicron variant in the US was identified Wednesday, about a week after its discovery in South Africa. There is still a lot we don't know about this new strain, but SideFX Public Media's Sebastián Martínez Valdivia reports some tracking the variant are hopeful they'll quickly get up to speed.
Detecting coronavirus variants has been a challenge for American health officials over the course of the pandemic. The U.S. lags behind other industrialized countries when it comes to genomic sequencing. That's the process by which scientists are able to analyze differences in the virus's genetic code. In Missouri, the State Department of Health and Senior Services takes a certain number of positive tests from around the state to sequence in search of variants. It's what many state health labs do, often in partnership with area hospitals. This kind of sampling offers a limited picture of which variants might be circulating. But Dr. Laura Morris says Omicron might actually be easier to detect than previous variants. She's vaccine co-chair at University of Missouri Healthcare, and she's based in Fulton, Missouri.
There's an interesting feature with this variant, though, that makes it detectable using PCR techniques instead of genomic sequencing. So it's possible that we'll be able to monitor for this a little bit easier.
PCR, which stands for polymerase chain reaction, detects genetic material from the virus that causes COVID. Specifically, PCR tests, which are some of the most common coronavirus tests, have three genetic probes to look for the virus. Scientists in South Africa, where the Omicron variant was first identified, discovered the new strain only shows up in two of the three probes.
It's not perfect because this obviously isn't the only lineage that has that deletion.
Mark Johnson is a professor of molecular microbiology and immunology at the University of Missouri School of Medicine.
The alpha variant or UK variant does too, but the UK variant is all but extinct at this point.
That means if a PCR test comes back positive on two of those three probes, Johnson says it could signal the presence of Omicron. And fully sequencing those tests could confirm its presence. Johnson is one of the leaders of the Coronavirus Sewer Shed Surveillance Project, a collaboration between the State Health Department, the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, and MU. His team analyzes wastewater from across the state to look for signals of potential outbreaks and coronavirus variants. Johnson says the changes in Omicron that make it concerning also make it easier to spot.
It will be very easy to tell from sequencing this one little chunk whether it's Omicron or not. It's got lots of mutations in that region.
The sewer shed surveillance project was one of the first to identify the presence of the Delta variant, which caused a big spike in cases last summer. Delta has since become the dominant coronavirus variant across the U.S., and Johnson says the biggest lesson he took away from the summer was how quickly it spread. While Omicron has also spread quickly in some of the countries where it's been detected, Dr. Morris says it's too early to tell how it might spread in the U.S.
It's too soon to say. It depends a little bit, I think, on geography. It depends on how quickly this variant enters into the United States and into our region. But it also maybe depends on some things we don't know. So is this really going to be more transmissible? Is it going to make patients sicker? So far, that does not appear to be the case, but there are so few cases and not enough time has passed to really be able to say that for sure.
Regardless, she says from the little we know so far, there's nothing to suggest the current best practices, masking and vaccination, will change. I'm Sebastián Martínez Valdivia, SideFX Public Media.